is Scott City at 10-10 on the year. Will be on the road. They'll be the number 5 seed on Monday night, a 6 o'clock start at Russell in the historic Amos Morris Gymnasium. They're taking on the Russell Broncos, so that should be a good battle there in the 4-5 game. We've got one senior post player joining us here a second time in as many weeks, and Carter Gooden, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. You just had to come back and see your horse again, right?
Absolutely. Theodore, I missed him.
Yeah, I'm sure he missed you too. But last night you guys picked up a nice victory here to 44-31 to get to 10-10 on the year, and it's been kind of an uphill climb trying to get that 500 mark and have an opportunity maybe to get a home first-round playoff game. But last night it was really defense for you guys.
A lot of defense. Goodland held the ball for a long time, so we didn't have much time on offense. But when we were on offense, for the most part, we made good of it.
How much did that really test your patience last night?
It got annoying sometimes, but it was what we needed to do and what they tried to do, and it didn't work.
Did it maybe teach you guys some things as well last night?
It helped us communicate. We had to communicate to keep up with their offense. Those long possessions, so it definitely helped us communicate.
What I noticed last night, really, from the first time you guys played Goodland, when they moved the ball around, they were moving at pretty quick passes. And do you feel like the guys were able to communicate and rotate well with that?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job rotating, communicating of where we needed to be and where the help side needed to be, and it worked out pretty well.
They had a couple big rebounds, couple points last night, and you had to battle some bigs there. And how much will that maybe prepare you guys for what's possibly ahead of you guys here in the postseason?
Oh, a lot. I mean, like even our next game, Russell, they have a couple tall guys and one really tall guy, so that good in the game helped us out a lot.
You guys, you've battled with the bigs this year, and of course you and Gus and Ronnie really and Jackson kind of battled each other. What is it like in practice and then to prepare for game moments?
Practice is really physical. In fact, it's more physical in practice than it is a game. So it definitely prepares us a lot.
I know Substate, you go on the road on Monday to Russell. Both of you guys are 10-10. And I know this has got to be pretty exciting for you guys to get ready to have an opportunity to pick up a win.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to it.
I know you guys want to get to Goodland for a couple of games, right?
We wish, but we get Russell, so we'll deal with them.
Well, no, yeah, you win, and then you get to go to Goodland for one game, and then hopefully another one, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, well, you've had a great senior season so far, and I know sometimes it doesn't show up in points, but do a lot of the little things. And thanks again, Carter, and good luck to you coming up here postseason.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Carter Gooden joining us here, and from one post player to another, we get Gus Hawkins. He'll join us next here on our coaches show from Scott City Ace Hardware. Let him get the headset and sit down here. Well, Gus, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And hard to believe we're 20 games into the season, huh?
Yeah, it's been a fast season. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah. You've made a lot of improvements from your freshman year to sophomore year. What are some things that maybe you've done that you've noticed that you've really improved upon?
Well, I've gotten a lot more physical, put on about 20-25 pounds, and I'm able to finish a lot better around the rim. Freshman year I struggled, and I've been getting more rebounds than I used to.
That helps out a little bit. I mean, you probably had to make the adjustment. You were the tall kid by far in eighth grade and then going to freshman year, so that adjustment period was big for you, wasn't it?
It sure was, yeah. The physical part of the game.
Last night looked like got a little physical down there with you guys in Goodland. What are some things maybe you take away from that game?
Well, we just got to – I mean, we always got to dominate the offensive and defensive glass. Can't let them get second-chance opportunities and make it harder to catch the ball in the post.
All right. Well, I mean, you've had an outstanding sophomore season. And
thank you.
I have to give you a little bit of a hard time. You started out 100% on threes, and now those are struggling a little bit. Is that something you're working back on?
I think I should just stop shooting.
Well, I guess that's honesty. But, no, you've been fun to watch here this year. And,
Thank you.
Sounds like next Tuesday or Monday night you're going to have a kid that's taller than you. And you don't see that too often. What are some of the things that you get to adjust to that?
Well, I just got to – get position early and give myself space so I don't get blocked from behind. Give myself, and then obviously go up and under. So I can use the rim as protection. So,
is it something maybe similar to work going up against a Lennenberger kid in a way?
It really is, yeah. Because even though the Lennenberger kid was really big, he wasn't as physical, and I don't think this kid's going to be as physical, just pretty tall. And Lennenberger had really good footwork. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've had a great sophomore season here, and it's been fun watching here so far, and hopefully we get to see you for a few more games here. And thanks again, Gus, and good luck to you coming up here postseason.
Thank you.
All right. Sophomore Gus Honkins joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now that brings in Coach Brian Gentry here as we talk there. Scott City 10-10 on the air. They go to Russell on Monday night, 6 o'clock start time. And, Coach, I tell you what, just kind of a tough draw there. You guys get to 10-10. Russell drops to 10-10. Phillipsburg's at 10-10. And somehow we just couldn't get that pull there to get that number three draw, right?
I know, right? And it happened in our own building,
I know,
too. So
right?
No home court advantage there. But, no, you know, it was kind of a grind to get to that spot.
Yeah.
But our guys did a great job of putting us in a position to at least have that opportunity to you know, to host another game. And, you know, it didn't work out, you know, perfectly by any means. But at the same time, you know, we battled all season. We got better. We're still getting better. You know, they still come to practice, you know, take coaching. And so they're excited. You know, we had the opportunity today to sit down and watch film for about 30 minutes and kind of see what we're going against. You know, so the group of guys that we have, like I've said many times, you know, they come to practice every day, and they're a good group to coach, and they take it well, even when you're hard on them.
Yeah.
You know, so they're excited. I'm excited. We're ready to go, and can't wait to play on Monday.
It's almost, you get the feeling it's almost like they're excited they could just play right now or tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. It's it's one of those things where, you know, literally coming off of about a week break, we haven't really played our best basketball after a week off. You know, you go back to, you know, the Hugoton game, and, you know, we played really well the first time, and then we had a week off and not so much. And then this game, you know, last night's game was a little bit choppy, and it just, you know, hard to get into a flow. But,
yes.
But yeah, you know, I think our guys are ready to take on anybody, and if we can do what we're capable of, we've got an opportunity.
Well, I thought your team's patience was tested a lot, especially on defense last night.
I thought our defense, for, you know, about 30 minutes was pretty good. I thought we communicated more last night because we had to, longer possessions. I thought we rebounded really well. As a team, you know, Ronnie early on, Carter later on, you know, in the middle couple quarters, Efren got in there, but a lot of our guys did, and their possessions did. They lasted a little while. They forced us to guard, and we kept the ball in front, which was something that we've struggled with, you know, a little bit. But a lot of that, you know, comes from getting out of position, and we didn't get ourselves out of position last night. And we gave up some open shots, but that's going to happen, and you take that. But to hold a team to 31 who's capable of putting up so many more is pretty good. So I thought we took a step in the right direction last night.
Absolutely here. And now you go to face a different team out of league here. And you guys have, you know, had a tough schedule February. And looking at this, probably the schedule early in the season, it may not have looked as tough as it was, but it was pretty tough. You had four state-ranked teams on your schedule. Colby, who was pretty tough there in their own building always. And then you take a look at it, and it's got to be a little bit of a breath of fresh air to step out and play somebody that you haven't faced in a long time.
Yeah, I love the opportunity. I think the last time we played them was a sub-state game at home. You know, I think that class wore some throwback uniforms that were so tight they couldn't breathe in the middle of the first quarter. But it's nice to, you know, get a new team, you know, one that doesn't know your tendencies as well, you know, aside from film and what they've heard. I love these opportunities. I love, you know, games and with short turnarounds. I know our guys, you know, are looking forward to the opportunity. But you know, Russell has, you know, some really good players. Their point guard number one, he's streaky. He's going to shoot it, and he's going to shoot it with a lot of confidence. It doesn't matter where the first shot goes. If he gets it again, he's going to let it go. They've got some, you know, they've got some size. They've got a 6'9" mm-hmm. kid. They've got a couple 6'3" kids that are really solid post players. And so, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for our guys, but one that I know they're ready for.
Yeah, no, I think this is could be pretty exciting here for you guys on Monday there at Russell. And be weird, you guys won't have the height advantage at times underneath.
Right. Well, it is. And for whatever reason, I just think that our guys, and no complaining mm-hmm. whatsoever, but I think our guys get a different whistle than a lot of other teams do, just with the size. I think there's things that happen down low, you know, underneath, you know, with the body and the legs and things like that, that sometimes we just let it play on, mm-hmm. and that's okay. For the most part, you know, I'm okay with, you know, letting them play on both sides, but it does seem as with our size that a lot of times when we do something offensively, it's looked at with a little bit, you know, more of an eye on it, versus when we have the ball. I think our guys battle through a lot of things. You don't see our guys complain about, you yeah. know, things. And that's impressive to me because yes. I think they do play through a lot of contact. You know, so very proud of those guys for that. But, yeah, it'll be good. You know, big guys like to go up against other big guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't like guards down in their knees and, you know, in their thighs and things like that. So, for us, I look at it as another opportunity for our post players to really dominate a game. And with that said, we've got to make sure that when doubles come, if they come, that we know where our outlet passes are and we get it to them quickly. I think last night we kind of saw that.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, we kind of held onto the ball a little bit too long down low and let doubles come and take it away, or maybe the pass to the post wasn't as quick as it needed to be. So those are all learning experiences, learning opportunities for these guys, and they take coaching and you know, we'll make the necessary corrections and move on. But as you said, you know, with our February schedule, you know, getting more and more ranked teams, you know, mm-hmm. as it is, you know, our league's tough.
Yes.
I mean, we've got really, really good players in our league, individual players who make their teams better. You look at Colby with Hunter Vaughn. I mean, he makes all those guys better. I mean, he is an elite guard because he handles mm-hmm. the ball so well. He controls the pace of the game. You go to Hugoton and you've got a number of guys with Carson and Riley and some younger guys. They're going to be, you know, really something in you know, next year. And then, you know, Holcomb's always good and they've got players and Goodland runs good stuff. You know, so it's fun being in this league.
Yes.
But there's no night, you know, nights off. And it's one of those things where if you don't come and play, you know, anybody's going to beat you. You know, I feel like we can play with anybody and I feel like, you know, anybody can play with us, mm-hmm. you know, so. It is exciting. It doesn't always make for the best record, mm-hmm. You know, we said last night, you know, resiliency was a great word for our guys, and to start the year off of 1-3, 1-4, whatever it was, 2-5, you know, to battle to where we are right now says a lot about them.
Yes,
says a lot about their dedication to their teammates, to their program, to their school, their community, and. They just did a fantastic job, and I'm excited to see where this sub-state can take us.
Yeah. Should be a fun one, and it starts for you on Monday night at Russell, 6 o'clock here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Skunk City Ace Hardware. And thanks again, Coach, and talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.